Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 49th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 33. Again, I thank you for being with us in our Bible study hour. In Genesis chapter number 32, we finished last week. We find that Jacob had just been struggling with the Lord all night. He wrestled the Lord and he sought the Lord, and the Lord blessed him. And what a meeting that was. And then we come to verse number 1. After he wrestled and struggled with the Lord, and there was a reason for that. I mentioned last week. He struggled with the Lord all night. And here's one of the reasons. Look in verse number 1. Genesis 33. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came. Wow. Imagine, you know, before I go any farther, again, I want you to get the picture. He struggled all night with the Lord. Didn't get a wink of sleep. He'd been praying matter of fact, look back in verse number 31 of chapter 32. As he passed over Peniel, the sun rose up upon him and he halted on his eye. Remember, he limped the rest of his life. The sun's coming up. He hadn't even slept all night long. And he looked up, and in the horizon comes his brother Esau. I wonder what he was thinking. We're going to find out what he was thinking. So put yourself in his position for just a moment. Behold, Esau cometh. Not only Esau, but with him 400 men. So, wow. Jacob started to really think. Remember last time he left 20 years earlier, Esau said, I'm going to kill you. Next time I see you, I'm going to kill you. 20 years later, he came back. He looks up. He sees Esau, not just Esau, 400 men that are coming. So, verse number 1, Jacob, he divided the children unto Leah and Rachel and unto the two handmaids. He put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and her children, and Rachel and Joseph, which was her child, hindermost. Notice the order, if you will, okay? Remember who Jacob loved the most, Rachel. Why would he put her, the King James Bible says, the hindermost literally means in the back. Why would he put her and Joseph in the back? Anybody want to surmise? It's pretty obvious. It's protection. Okay, because if Esau and the 400 men coming through, at least they start going through Leah and the rest of them, and at least his favorite wife, so to speak, is in the back. And he did that for protection. And then look at verse number 3. And he passed over before them, and notice, he bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. So Esau's approaching quickly. He sees him coming. He divides the handmaids with their children and the whole group, and Leah and the kids, and then Rachel and Joseph. And he scurries up to the front, and here comes Esau. And on the way to meet Esau, he bows 7 times. Why is that so important? Well, it was customary in those days to bow 7 times as you approach a king. What he would do, he would bow, and he'd take a few steps. He would bow, he'd take a few steps, 7 times, acknowledging the sovereignty of that king of the area. So Jacob was doing something here, okay? He was planting some seeds. He hadn't seen Esau in 20 years. So he's bowing before Esau 7 times, which in that day meant you're bowing before the king of that land, and Esau was the ruler, really, of that area. It was a sign of honor, a sign of respect. Now, I love this part, verse number 4. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Before we go any farther in this reading here, I just want to stop for a moment. What a reunion that must have been. Proverbs 16:7 says this: when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. It's so true. Remember when 20 years had passed, and obviously God had worked in the hearts, not just of Jacob for 20 years, but obviously God's worked in the life of Esau for 20 years. And I'm not saying Esau was a saved man, but what I am saying, God worked on him. Because we find also in Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. And we realize the sovereignty of God, even in unbelievers' lives. God is sovereign. He's the ruler. He's absolutely the ruler. And we see that the sovereignty of God was worked in both of their lives. 20 years of hate and enmity between the two in the moment had disappeared. And I wrote in my notes on a personal, wasted years. And I think of all the families, even today, how the family's getting into an argument, brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers, and, you know, sons and daughters and all, and perhaps I know some people like this, and they cut off relations of their brother, their sisters, you know, some close relation, and they don't talk to them for years and years. It is. But yet, it happens to so many people. Wasted years. Matter of fact, I talked to somebody just 2 days ago, and I won't go into details because they may be listening and don't know who I'm talking about them now. Anyway, you don't know who I'm talking about. And they shared with me that their sibling, they hadn't talked to them for years and years because of some conflict over one of the parents' death, you know, in the house. You know, all the, I've seen it, and you probably have too. When the parents die, the kids fuss over who gets what, okay? This happened. The parents have been gone a long time. They haven't spoke for years and years because of something took place. But this week, for the first time, they made a phone call, and they reconciled. And this is what happened here with Esau and Jacob. But yet those years that were wasted, as far as that relationship, and I know God is sovereign. He had a plan for everything, but yet it was wasted years on their lives personally. The weapons of war were laid aside, and forgiveness and grace was manifested. We see it here in verse number 4. What a happy reunion that must have been. And what a relief it must have been to Jacob. In his mind, man, this is it. He's come to slaughter me and my family, but yet something different happened. Now look at verse number 5. And he, this is speaking of Esau, saw the women and the children, and he said, who are those with thee? Remember, he's been gone 20 years, and they didn't have email, they didn't have texting, they didn't have telephones. He was going, it was hundreds and hundreds of miles away from where he was. They didn't communicate for 20 years. And Esau said, who's all these people with you? And he, speaking of Jacob, said, now notice that what he said. The children which God hath graciously given thy servant. Notice that Jacob did not say, these are my children. He didn't stop there. He said, it's the children that God has given me. And he given it to me graciously.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.